We are back live here on our world-famous Cheeky Jaguar Radio broadcast. We are on iHeartRadio and also AMFM247.com. Tune in, iTunes, and, of course, Spotify. And we've got a great guest joining us today here on the telephone. And so go ahead and give me and John a brief introduction on you, my friend.
Well, my name is Lori Matthews, and I am an author. I write romantic suspense novels, and my latest one is called Smash and Grab.
So, tell us a little bit about this book.
It's a great fun story. It's about a guy who, with his brothers, runs a security company, and his brothers have asked him, even though he's the CEO, to go track down this woman and keep an eye on her in the Caribbean. Maybe have a little vacation while you're doing it. And when he his name is Logan, and when Logan goes down to do that and follow Lacey, he gets kidnapped with her and finds out some of her secrets, and it's quite the adventure.
Lori Matthews with us today. She joins us live here in our broadcast. She was raised in Canada, of all places, and she was introduced to romance because of her mom's habit of leaving books all over the house. And you can get more information, LoriMatthewsBooks.com. She is also available on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well. So why did you decide to put this book together? Because it is a pretty cool book.
Thank you. You know what? I have always sort of lived in my head, told myself stories since I can remember. Always my thing. And so I knew someday I'd write, and I wanted to write adventures that I wanted to read. So I, for this one, I just thought, isn't it like the overall theme for the whole series, because there's three books in it so far, well, the third one comes out in the summer, is that the guys who are on the right side of the law and the girls who aren't. And I thought it would be fun to have all kinds of heroines that are just not the law-abiding, good, you know, school teacherish librarian, which I can say because I was both a school teacher and a librarian, the very opposite. And I thought it would be great fun to write that story. You know, who could you be if you weren't who you are type thing? And those are the fun things that I came up with. Lacey is the daughter of an arms dealer.
Awesome. It is Lori Matthews. She joins us today here on our broadcast, coast to coast, border to border on iHeartRadio, and of course, AMFM247.com. So tell me about a little bit some of the reviews you've gotten on this book so far.
People seem to like it. It's great. I get told all the time that they love the adventure part of it, not just the romance. I actually have a few men readers, and they tell me how much they love the adventure of Smash and Grab, and the whole sort of once the action starts, it never stops. And it's sort of like going to the movies. It's like reading a Mission Impossible or one of those. So I think it's great fun that I have some men readers and they enjoy this type of thing too.
We have got Lori Matthews with us today. She joins us live. Smash and Grab is the latest from her. And John, you're joining us. Do you have any questions here for Lori while we've got her?
Yeah, and this kind of a style of writing, how hard is it to come up with the ideas and then keep going chapter after chapter? A friend of my mother's and my best friend's mother, they were like co-writers, and they did something kind of like this, but it was more set back in, like, you know, the old Wild West times. And they, like, take turns doing chapters to see how it would fit. And it was tough for them. How tough is it to get from chapter to chapter to chapter?
So I'm what they call a pantser, which means I sort of have three or four plot points I want to hit, and then I just write where it takes me. I'm not really good at planning, because when I plan, this is what happens. I know what's going to happen, and then I get bored and don't want to write the story anymore. So I just kind of go with the seat of my pants, and for me, the moment I start typing, the ideas come, and I can go from chapter to chapter, and I only get caught up and stuck if it's not going, like, when it stops going well, it's because there's a problem. I've done something, and it's not working. So then I know I have to go back and fix it. I so admire the women you're speaking about. I have tried to work with people that way, But it's really hard to mesh styles that way. I mean, I think that's amazing. I'd love to have a writing partner because some days you just don't feel like writing. And it would be really great to alleviate that stress of knowing you have a deadline. But yeah, it's really hard to work for me with a partner in that way because I am a pantser. And the ideas just come and they're out of left field half the time. And where you think you're going isn't really where you end up. So it's always an adventure.
That's cool. I like that.
Lori Matthews with us today. She joins us live here in a broadcast. And you can download this program on iHeartRadio. You can also find us on Spotify. And each and every week, we are at AMFM247.com. And Lori Matthews joins us today here in a broadcast. And she has Smash and Grab, which is a tremendous second novel in the Callaghan Security series. The third book, Hit and Run, is slated for publication this June. So how do you develop some of the characters for these books?
So I am very fortunate in that usually my characters come already formed. It's kind of weird. They kind of walk in and talk to me. So I know what they look like and what they sound like because I can hear them. I know it sounds insane, but I can hear them in my head. And so I usually just have an overall theme. And as long as I can make my characters sort of fit into that theme, I'm good to go. And I sort of know what their problem is going to be. And actually what I do is I fill out a dating profile for them. I think that's fun. And it means that I get to know my characters so much better, what their favorite movies will be, all that type of thing. And then I get to know my characters and it's easier that way. Cause you always have this piece of paper you can refer back to. Oh, right. You know, they love popcorn or they like tacos at the movies or they like, you know, that type of thing. It's great. Yeah. It just gives me this whole idea of who this person is.
I think that is the coolest deal. I have never heard of an author who has ever done that. So that is pretty damn fantastic.
It keeps me on track. Then I know who I'm dealing with.
John, what do you make of that? I think that's a cool concept.
Oh, I do too. That's what I'm saying. I was just kind of sitting here and I was like, okay, I like that. It's like, it's good that you can do that. Cause like I said, the two ladies I knew that wrote like that, I bet they really wish they could have came up with things like that because you would just have times where they were just totally stumped on stuff. And it was funny. I didn't know they were writing together until years later. So it was, but I'd love to write, but I just don't know if I'd have the creative flow like that. I'm great with spontaneous stuff, but after that, I'm kind of like, eh, okay.
I get that. There are days when you sit down to write and think it's going to be a great writing day, and you sit down and write three words and go, no, it's not. It's just the way it is. It's going to be one of those days where it's not going to flow the way you want. But usually, you know, if you're on the right track, it kind of comes together and the ideas flow. But like I said, by having a dating profile, at any time I can refer back to it and think, oh, you know, he likes coffee. My hero, Logan, actually in the book reveals that he actually wants to be a chef. So I know like all his favorite foods and I know what he wants to make and his type of recipe, if you will. And Lacey wants to be a party planner. And so I know that she's into organization. So when I fill out the dating profile, I know that for her, what's fun is organization and planning. So her bookshelf would be completely organized by author and that type of thing. So it's kind of fun when I fill that out, then I have that to go with. So if I do start to get bogged down and think, I have something to refer back to. Oh, that's right. That's who this person is. That's what they like.
That's really good.
Lori Matthews with us today. Smash and Grab is the latest from her, and she joins us today here on iHeartRadio. And so your books have been getting a lot of rave reviews. You've been getting a lot of great feedback. Where do you see the next book going?
Well, the one that's coming out this summer takes place, it starts in Alaska. And they end up on the run. The two characters are Gage and Danny. And they end up on the run. And believe it or not, they have to escape via cruise ship. So it's great fun. Who thought a wild getaway would be on a cruise ship, right? But it's a great story. And again, it fits with my theme of all my female heroines are very strong-willed very together ladies on their own. And my men sort of come around to realizing that these women are equal partners in every way. And I think that's what makes these stories so much fun to write and for people to read, because it's not just about a relationship. You have all this action and the drama of it all is fabulous, but then you have two people on the same footing coming together. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, it is a tremendous book. Where do we get the book? How do we find this?
It's in the usual places. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo. You can get them on any of those, both in the U.S. and Canada. I have to say that because I'm Canadian. I have to put my plug in.
So writing this book, what were some challenges that you ran into along the way?
You know, there's moments when you're writing, and I don't know a writer doesn't have this, so I'm not telling secrets, I suppose, but you start to self-doubt. Ooh, is that any good? Wait, did that really work? And I think that tends to be the biggest challenge, is you write it and then stop and read it and think, oh, I don't know if that's really good or it's not, and you talk yourself out of certain things, and then you have to talk yourself back into them. Your internal editor starts, and then it all goes downhill. So it's really hard to try and keep that internal editor silent, at least for me, until I finish the book. And then I can go back and edit. But, oh, it's hard some days.
It is.
What part of Canada are you from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. Maritime area. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a Maritimer.
I had some friends that were pro wrestlers, and they wrestled up there a lot. Because the summer and the early fall were the big time for that. And then they'd shut down because of the weather. But he said it was just beautiful up there.
It is. And wrestling was huge. It used to be. My uncle actually used to be one of the referees for wrestling at one point up there.
That's awesome.
Was he working for Dupree, or was it somebody different?
You know, I'm not sure.
Good enough. Sorry, I'm a wrestling freak and a historian on that stuff, but...
I know, it's one of those things that Nova Scotia is famous for if you know it, but it's not something that's well known. But yes, they do a lot of wrestling up there. And the weather is a little colder in winter, but it is beautiful in summer.
That's what he said. He was from Winnipeg originally, and then he came down to the States and was wrestling out of like Kansas City, Missouri and stuff forever, and he'd hit Vancouver and Alberta a few times, but every like late spring to summer, he'd like disappear from Kansas City and go up there. So,
yes, it's beautiful. It is. It's the best time of year up there. Of course, summer is in Nova Scotia, I will be honest, the last 2 weeks of July and the first two of August. Anything outside that, it could be spring and the other rest of it's fall. But those are your 4 weeks of summer.
That's
kind of what he said. He said he still loved it, though, because it was just so nice and mild up there that whole time. So
it's true. It's beautiful. And my mom still lives there and one sister. So I get to go up, well, pre this whole virus thing, I used to go up several times a year. Now we're in a holding pattern.
It is a great guest with us today. Smash and Grab is the latest from Lori Matthews. So what are some of your goals, you know, for the book? Because you've got this third one coming.
My goal overall for all my books is to just have people read them and enjoy them. That's it. I don't have any great... Now, I want to sell lots of books because I want lots of people to read it and enjoy it. But I don't have a great set of goals in terms of I want to sell gazillions and hit all these lists. I mean, that would obviously be lovely. But my goal with each book is just to produce something that people truly enjoy reading, that they get to immerse themselves in and lose track of time for a while and just really come to love the characters and enjoy it.
Awesome. Awesome. So what do you want readers to take away from your writing of this book?
I want readers to enjoy it, and I want readers to realize that it's to me, my books, I love to show that it's like the equality of women and men, in a sense. In every one of my romances, even though there's always an HEA and the hero, or happy for right now as well. The hero, you know, comes to the rescue of the heroine at some point. If you read the book closely, you realize that the heroine has rescued the hero as well. So I like to have that equality in my books. And I you know, that's to me one of the great things about romance is it's really a message of hope. And I like to add equality to that for my readers.
We have got a great guest with us today. Lori Matthews joins us here on our broadcast. She joins us live, coast to coast, border to border. And I guess before we let you go, how do we find you online, get your book, everything else?
So, Smash and Grab and the first one, Break and Enter, in the series. They're both available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Kobo. You find me online on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter as well. My website, LoriMatthewsBooks.com. You can track me down at any of those locations. I'd love to hear from anybody out there listening. It'd be great to talk to you.
Awesome. Well, you have been fun today. This has definitely been a blast. Me and John have had a blast with you, and we look forward to you.
Thank you both, and take care of yourselves. Stay healthy and safe out there.
Appreciate it.
We're trying, ma'am.
Thank you, my friend. There she goes, Lori Matthews, and we are going to take a brief time out, and when we come back, we will have more. We have got more on the other side.